You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a report released, CLSA outlined its strategic approach, emphasizing a preference for large-cap liquid stocks for capital protection and mid-cap stocks for growth opportunities. The brokerage's Bharat Story basket integrates macro drivers, strategic sector drivers, and current market volatility. The brokerage's stock selection is grounded in three defensive principles: sectors that have underperformed, traditional defensives, and stocks with positive upcoming events. CLSA's recommended stocks, such as Axis Bank, Bharti Airtel, Hindustan Unilever, ICICI Bank, Tata Consultancy Services, State Bank of India, Mahindra & Mahindra, NTPC, Sun Pharma and Ultratech Cement. Emphasizing the track record of consistent returns, CLSA also spotlighted mid-cap stocks such as Zomato Limited, PVR Inox, Delhivery Limited, Prestige Estates and 197 Communications Limited for their long-term value. Next up, the third quarter of 2023 has been a dynamic period for India's real estate sector, witnessing shifts and trends that surprised both investors and industry experts. Take a look at the key developments that have shaped the landscape of real estate in India and what the future holds for it. In quarter 3 2023, the Indian real estate market saw fresh signs of recovery, displaying resilience in the face of the global economic uncertainties. Residential demand remained robust, fueled by factors such as urbanization, favorable demographics, and policy reforms. The real estate market in India has showcased remarkable resilience, adapting to changing dynamics. The sustained demand for residential properties is indicative of the sector's ability to weather storms and provide stable investment opportunities. Additionally, Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone Limited, a part of the diversified Adani Group, on Monday announced that it has recorded strong cargo volumes of around 36 MMT in the month of November 2023, up 42% year-on-year. In the initial 8 months of financial year 24, APSEZ handled around 275 MMT of cargo, up 25% on-year. This, it added, marks over 70% of the top end of its full-year guidance range of 370 to 390 MMT. Adani International Container Terminal Private Limited, the joint venture terminal at the Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone in Mundra, achieved a milestone by successfully handling over 3 lakh containers in the month of November. In the other news, the Union Labour Ministry has reportedly issued a show cause notice to Tata Group-owned Air India Express over alleged violations of regulations related to disputes with the airline's management and cabin crew members. The notice is in response to concerns raised by cabin crew members, including issues such as room sharing during layovers. A complaint was filed with the Labour Department and the matter is currently under conciliation as per the Industrial Disputes Act 1947. This section pertains to conditions of service remaining unchanged during the pendency of conciliation proceedings. The Air India Express Employees Union had previously written to the Civil Aviation Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, expressing various grievances about the cabin crew members. On to some serious news, the Asian Development Bank announced the launch of an initiative to address the adversities of climate change in the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, a vital source of water for billions of lives. According to ADB, the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, ranging from Afghanistan to Myanmar, can lose up to 75% of the glaciers by the end of the century, causing frequent hazards, day zeros, loss of biodiversity, and climatic catastrophe. This can occur in the global temperature rise by 3 degrees Celsius. The worst affected regions from this world would be Nepal and Bhutan, where multi-hazard threats, including landslides, earthquakes, and floods, would become a regular occurrence. Meanwhile, Kalpathru Projects International Limited on Monday announced that the company and its international subsidiaries have secured new orders, notification of awards worth Rs 2,263 crore, it said in a regulatory filing. Further elaborating on the order, KPIL said that T&D business recorded an order worth ₹1,564 crore in India and overseas markets. The water business posted an order of ₹458 crore and the B&F business received an order of ₹241 crore. KPIL is one of the largest specialized EPC companies engaged in power transmission and distribution, buildings and factories, water supply and irrigation, railways, oil and gas pipelines, urban mobility, highways and airports. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Monday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 soared 418.90 points or 2.07% to settle at 20,686.80, while the BSE Sensex jumped 1,383.93 points or 2.05% to 68,863.93. The broader indices ended in positive territory with gains led by large cap and small cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index rallied 1,617.20 points or 3.61% to settle at 46,431.40. Banking and oil and gas stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while media and pharma stocks shed. Eicher Motors, Adani Enterprises, Adani Ports and SEZ, BPCL and ICICI Bank were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggards HDFC Life Insurance, Britannia Industries, HCL Technologies, Sun Pharma and Wipro Company. You are listening to Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.